here's a story from The World.
Parents out there, remember this. You're not alone. The pandemic has upended academic plans everywhere across the globe. In Mexico, they're taking a novel approach, school by TV. The federal government says more Mexicans have television sets than computers, which make televised classes more accessible. But even classes on TV can be hard to access for many students, and educators worry that the new normal may widen already large gaps between the haves and have-nots. Shannon Young has our story from Oaxaca, Mexico.
Since the start of the week, millions of school children across Mexico settle in for class in front of a screen. Not for online classes with a teacher, but for television programs.
Me da mucho gusto saludarlos en este regreso a clases.
The official plan to move forward with the school year involves agreements with the country's largest private TV networks.
Que 40 millones de personas se queden en casa permite que la pandemia sea manejable.
Education Secretary Esteban Moctezuma Barragan says keeping 40 million students home allows the country to gradually reopen its economy while preventing the pandemic from overwhelming hospitals. He and other officials argue television is a more accessible medium than the internet, pointing to studies that show televisions are in 9 out of 10 Mexican homes. But statistics show TV ownership is lower in southern states like Oaxaca.
Aquí donde trabajo, pues, no hay televisión.
Adolfo Gutierrez is an elementary school teacher in a hamlet of the state's Sierra Mije region. He says broadcast classes aren't viable there because few residents own televisions, and the mountainous land can block reception of TV, radio, and cell phone signals.
Aquí en la comunidad solamente se puede trabajar yendo físicamente con los alumnos.
Gutierrez says in his community, education requires in-person contact. Not only are they shut out from the technology, but the TV classes are being taught in Spanish, not in the students' native language of Mije. His region has few cases of COVID-19 because residents closed off access to outsiders and reduced travel to cities to prevent contagion. But teachers still can't hold classes inside their schools without the consent of education and health officials.
Si no diseña un plan para la atención de estas escuelas, de estos niños.
Gutierrez says if authorities don't take into account the specific conditions and needs of indigenous students in rural areas, those children will fall behind. But he's optimistic that parents and teachers can rise to the occasion.
Es cuestión de organizarse. Y cuestión de querer hacerlo.
It's just a question of organization and will, he says. Oaxaca's teachers union is well equipped in that regard. 4 years ago, they fought federal education reforms through strikes and protests. They developed their own education plan, which federal authorities dismissed. The union is now dusting it off as an alternative to the televised model. For now, they've delayed the start of school. That leaves students like 5-year-old Sayin Mendez Madrazo in a holding pattern.
Estamos prendiendo la computadora, buscando en YouTube.
Sayin's mother, Adriana Madrazo, searches the internet for videos of TV classes. They technically have a television, but it has bad reception. So Madrazo is trying to see what's available online.
Creo que ha sido más como en rumor, en tipo rumor.
Madrazo says it's been hard to find online videos through official channels. She went to the Education Secretariat's Facebook page and ended up in the comments section with hundreds of other confused parents. The Education Secretariat is now posting videos to a YouTube channel.
Tengo curiosidad de qué proponen, ¿no? Entonces,
Madrazo says she's curious to see how the TV classes pan out, but she's unlikely to rely on them. Her biggest concern is that Sayin, an only child, has not had regular contact with other kids his age since mid-March. She's looking to form a small group with like-minded parents. In the meantime, she and her partner will continue to make their at-home routines as educational as possible. During their months of confinement, the family started a garden and began raising turkeys, chickens, and ducks. Madrazo says caring for other living beings is what most captures her son's attention. It's been a good learning experience for all.
Una parte muy bonita de la pandemia.
And, she jokes, a nice side of the pandemic. For The World, I'm Shannon Young in Oaxaca, Mexico.
From PRX.